Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Remember not the former things. That's getting easier every day. Where did I lay my glasses? What was the third item I was supposed to pick up at the grocery store? Oh, here's one frustrating and embarrassing. Someone walks up and begins a conversation. I know that I know this individual. We've had previously established connection. But what is his name? Of course, the Lord isn't literally telling Israel to forget the past. Just the opposite in many instances. He tells his people that we must not forget his faithfulness and his mercies shown historically, but recall them and trust that he will continue to do that which is so in character for him as our gracious God. Much of the Old Testament revolved around Israel's remembering and commemorating God's powerful rescue and deliverance of his people from slavery in Egypt. And like us, they were particularly prone to those very lapses of memory. Just consider their repeated grumbling and complaining during their wilderness wanderings. But in this section of Isaiah, the Lord God is promising a new and forthcoming saving action. After the rest of the nation had been captured and sent into exile in a foreign land, God would again deliver them from captivity. This new thing was even now beginning to take shape, as declared by the words and promises of God. Israel's oppressors would themselves be defeated. The people supplanting the kingdom of Babylon would allow the Jews to return to Palestine, reoccupy Judah, and rebuild the temple on Mount Zion. Out of the ashes of defeat, a beautiful new thing would arise. This undeserved favor of God would eclipse the great Exodus and the Red Sea crossing. God would provide a way for their return to the promised land. Just when the faithful were tempted to think God had forgotten them, he would swoop down to rescue and reestablish them in Canaan. Earlier in the chapter, he declared, "There is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back?" The Lord cannot be deterred from what he sets out to do. And when, with eyes of faith, we behold his work, it is seen to be a wonderful new thing. Let's carry that one step further. 500 years after the Persian Cyrus sent Israel home, God did another new thing. This event was truly colossal. He came personally from heaven to redeem and rescue not simply one people, but all peoples, all humankind, not from physical servitude, but from a spiritual captivity, and not to reoccupy a former homeland, but to occupy our future heavenly home. Our way in the wilderness is more than a route or a treasure map. It's a person, the long-promised Savior, who delivers from Satan, from sin, and from death. Because of him, we can, with impunity, forget the former things. By the gift of faith, we already know his forgiveness and have a place in his forever family. He holds us firmly in his hand, protecting us from everything that would try to snatch from us the new life that we have in him. Still, the best is yet to come.